Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
Terry Barr had a conversation with Craig Bauman, and we're going to hear that next. But first, how about some Craig Bauman in the story? The song is called Relief. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Unplug from the politics and crank it up.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
Hey, everybody, and join me in welcoming to Max Inc. Radio, Craig Bauman. Craig, it is so great to have you joining us. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Terry.
Oh, man. Hey, you had this new band started, The Story. So Craig Bauman and The Story. And I talked to you back in 2019. So, you know, why not get an update from you? How's the band going? Are you guys still playing together? And do you have some gigs coming up?
Yeah, I mean, The Story itself was kind of a branding move for me. I got tired of naming bands. With people who may or may not be in that band in 5 years. So it's just kind of it's a business move more than anything. So still playing with a lot of the same people that I've been playing with for 25 years, but obviously some new people as well. But we're just expanding on the idea. And for me, it's a vessel for all the songwriting that's happened over the years
with
all those bands with names.
Yeah. Well, I have heard your music and I love it. And obviously we're going to play some here, but how do you best describe what you, Craig, and The Story are bringing to the stage?
Well, when I have to summarize it, I call it blues soul Americana, which leaves a lot of open space for us to kind of just plow through and make each experience a little different, but I would like to think, decently composed songs, and we take a little bit of liberty in performing them. So you might not see us perform them the same way twice.
Oh, that's awesome. So a little jam could break out at any point,
too. A little bit.
That's great.
Just enough.
you are an amazing guitar player, and you've been playing since you were really little. And if I remember right, was it your grandfather that sort of influenced you to, you know, pick up a guitar?
Yeah, my mother's father, my grandfather, we call him Ron Dog. He earned that name somewhere along the way in my career. He earned this name, Ron Dog. Ron Dog, my grandfather, taught me how to play when I was 7 or 8 years old. Just all the basic chords and some cowboy songs, a lot of country western stuff. And actually, I still see him. He just left here. We were tuning up some guitars together. And so I still see him very regularly.
Oh, you know, that is great. So do I ask?
Trading the tricks of life together.
Oh, how old is he?
87 this year, I believe.
Oh, that is wonderful. Wow. Give him a big hug from me.
I will.
Love that. And what a great influence to have around. Oh, my gosh. You know, a lot of people also know you really well as a member of the People Brothers Band, and you've been with them forever as well. But I understand you guys recently were able to connect in Jamaica, and I know what this means to you. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so I think I've been in the People Brothers around 6 years.
Okay.
I got the call from Tim Lochner one day, and like the People Brothers do, there was a moment where they needed somebody to fill one of the positions. And I was that phone call. And when I finally did get to work with Mama T, we decided we should probably just do this. We should probably keep doing it. And so here we are. 6 years, I think 6 years later. And so for 17 years, I've been traveling to Jamaica.
Yeah.
And we built over 150 homes for homeless people with the Jam for Jamaica nonprofit. And so, yeah, this year was the first time that the People Brothers were able to actually join us on one of the build projects. So they got to see exactly what that looks like.
I'm sure they've heard about it. Yeah,
we've talked about it on stage plenty of times, but it was great to have them actually experience that and meet some people outside of what they call the tourist corridor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely rural Jamaica. Porus is the town that we work in, and it's near Mandeville, Jamaica, in the center of the island. So it was great. We got them and some of their crew up to help us out and actually see what's going on, and hopefully we can get them to come back in the future.
But you think around 150 homes you've been able to get out there and help build, and why? What pushed you to do something like this?
Oh, I'd like to say it was like some grand scheme, but like anything in life, you turn a corner and there's an opportunity or potentially in this case, a lack of opportunity for myself. I had a plane ticket to go to Jamaica and hang out. And the circumstances changed enough where I ended up traveling with some people I never knew, and they were part of a mission. It was a religious affiliation. And so they were doing some really great things, but in the end I came home and I was just separated that faction of it and decided to focus more on the art and the music and the people, like all the people, not just those that are affiliated with that particular entity. So as it goes, I just kept doing it, and enough new people came along to get excited about it, to renew my energy and to keep me, I guess, focused along the way. And so here we are 17 years later.
Wow.
I try to quantify some of this stuff, but really I lost count, and that's not the point, is to keep counting. The point is the humanitarianism that happened along the way.
What does that feel like?
Well, I mean, I can say a lot of people try to kind of put it on me, but there's like, along the way, 1,000 people that made this all happen and allowed it to continue. So that's what it feels like. It feels like I'm part of something outside of the thing that I created. So it's an adventure. It's definitely an ongoing an adventure is the best way I could describe it.
Yeah, but in the end, you're leaving, and someone has a home where they maybe didn't before. So, I mean, that's really incredible, Craig.
You know, and most of them really needed it. And, I will say there was a few along the way that ended up being duds. You know, where you find out this or that about a person or how they came to be homeless. You know, just little things. But I know that our intentions were completely pure.
Yeah.
And so it's not wasted. There was still some neighbor kid or somebody else that needed an influence. And we were there building a house. We might have showed them how to use a tape measure or how to use a saw. We've been blessed with sponsorship from Milwaukee Tool and some of these other local entities that make our job pretty easy. So once we're there, it's more about the interaction with people and just hoping we can leave them better than they were.
Oh, well, thank you for doing that. And now, how can we support you? Obviously, Jam for Jamaica is coming up. Tell me a little bit about that, and what do we need to do to get out there and help support what you're doing, both at this festival and over in Jamaica?
Yeah, so the nonprofit is an ongoing yearly thing. You can always donate. We have many recurring sponsors that choose to donate via PayPal or check monthly, yearly, whatever they're allowed. Some people's their businesses or their employees will match their funds, which is nice. Super cool. We encourage that. You know, let somebody else pay the way. we'll make your thing double. We'll make it bigger than it was. Sometimes your employer doesn't know where that money should go. And so that's why they give you the opportunity to say, hey, I want to support Jam for Jamaica Incorporated nonprofit. And we are 501c3, so you can write it off on your taxes. It's completely legit.
Yep.
But yeah, coming up May 12th in Marshall, Wisconsin, we have our 13th annual Jam for Jam Music Festival. It's Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. I think we have about 20 bands on the schedule. Thursday night is completely free to the public.
Oh, nice. Including
tent camping that night. Friday, Saturday are going to be an admission charge, and that information is all available on our website, jamforjam.org, JAMFORJAM.org.
Doesn't get easier than that.
No, we've been lucky.
And your band, or should I say some of your bands, are playing on that weekend. So if people want to see you in action, do they get to see you with the People Brothers and with the Story and what else?
Yeah, I don't think I'm playing Friday night. I'm going to enjoy myself Friday night. I think the Civil Engineers are playing that night.
Oh, they're fun. Fun.
Spare Change Trio's playing that night. Heatbox is playing that night. Friday's going to be real fun. Every day is going to be real fun. But I know I'm playing Thursday night after Sugarbush is the Smokin' Bandits. I play the occasional Smokin' Bandits show with the guys from La Crosse.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's more of a country rock, original country rock. Kind of jammy, more in the vein of Little Feet. So we'll be doing that Thursday night.
Nice.
With special guest Greg Cheech Hall.
Oh, he's terrific too. Which is
a wild story, because actually my place in the band was his place in the band at one point. And so on this show, we're both going to play the show. It should be a blast.
That should be amazing. How do we find all the information? I know you've got your own website. So do we go there? Are you on social media? What are the best ways to keep track of you?
Craig Bauman Music. .com is where all my stuff is, and you can hear the newest album. We're working on a new one right now.
Excellent.
You can hear the 2018, I think 2019 release, Trade in My Hands.
Yeah.
You can hear that one. That's free on the website to listen to. People Brothers and Craig Bauman and the Story are going to play at Jam for Jam Saturday, May 14th.
Okay.
And sandwiched right in the middle is Wise Jennings.
Oh.
Yeah.
You have put together quite a lineup.
Yeah, I called up all my buddies. It's not a thick lineup, but there's some nice acts on there.
That is terrific. And what a great way to get everybody together and for a good cause too. Yep. So Jam for Jam. So JAMFORJAM.org for any information about the festival coming up. Yep. Just in 2 weeks now. Craig, good luck with it. And thanks for taking time to chat with us.
Yeah, we're going to get the festival ball rolling for everybody. So
you got it. It's great.
Fire up your snow gear and your rain gear and your sunscreen. I don't want anybody getting heat stroke in May. So.
Right. Oh, my gosh. Prepare. Or snow. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've seen it all in 15 years. We've seen it all. So we always take one for the team and we get it going. But for anybody listening, just know that all the shows will happen. We have a large shed auditorium that it happens in.
Nice.
So it'll be warm and you won't be out in the elements, but you're welcome to tent camp for free anytime you come in. There is admission fees Friday, Saturday, but tent camping is free. RVs are extra.
Yeah.
But we'd love to see you out there. If you don't want to camp, just grab an Uber. It's 20 minutes from downtown Madison. So come on out.
Thank you, Craig. Oh my gosh. Have a great festival and good luck with everything. And I hope that everybody continues to be able to support what you're doing because it's so important. Thank you.
All right, Terry. Thanks for having me.
Bye. Later.
Detroit South, bound Kalamazoo.
Radio. We are local music. That is Craig Bauman and a story across the pond. Thanks to Craig Bauman and Terry Barr for coming on the show tonight. Appreciate that interview. A lot of good stuff in there. If you want to see and hear more from Terry Barr, make sure you check her out on Facebook. Terry Barr, multimedia journalist, and it'll pop up in a lot of good content on that page. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Rockers here, seven seasons deep. Sean Anthony Brown and guitar god Jamie Poster. They're going to be in studio very soon here, talking about Bombastica, of course. This artist, you can see her on May the 6th at Main Street Music and More down in Brooklyn, Wisconsin. And this might be a good pregame for Bombastica. It's brand new music from Jackie Ernst. This is her new song called Faded on Max Inc. Radio.
You like to drink in the mornings as I sleep. When you reach for the bottle, do you even think about me? You try to sell me lies even though you know I'm not buying. Night after night, all I can do is cry over you. And the light that no longer shines. You're so faded, I can't even look at your face. It feels like I'm watching the one I love being erased. I'm talking to you, but a stranger replies. It's like you believe your own lies. How can you look me dead in the eyes? Watch as another part of me dies. Another part of me dies. Another day comes to an end, and my brave face slowly fades. You're lying right beside me, but you feel so far away. Sleep evades me, can't escape this day. Worry runs deep as my unarmed thoughts come out to play. To play. You're so faded, I can't even look at your face. Feels like I'm watching the one I love being erased. I'm talking to you, but a stranger replies. It's like you believe your own lies. How can you look me dead in the eyes and watch as another part of me dies? Something's gotta change. 'Cause you're so faded, I can't even look at your face. It feels like I'm watching the one I love being erased. I'm talking to you, but a stranger replies. It's like you believe your own lies. How can you look me dead in the eyes and watch as another
Maxinc Radio, we are local music. See Jackie Ernst at Main Street Music and More in Brooklyn on May 6th. Stick around, music on the way from Mojo Radio, Maggie Shea's brand new music, and The Solution is next.
Ringing the Devil's Doorbell. Weekends are for local music with Max Inc. on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, Madison.